Let's go serve them now. Never wanna turn them down. Come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
Early in the morning till the stars come out, there's always something coming along. We're loaded up with goodies that the Lord put inside. Let's get them out and bring them to God.
Come serve daily.
Serve them now, never wanna turn them down. Come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
If you wanna use your talent, you can use them right here. There's big jobs right under your nose. So go and ask the Father for some guidance this year. And when it comes, and get ready to go. Come serve daily, sink at your creek. Yeah, I'm gonna take you to serve them with me.
Come on along,
serve daily. Serving God is wild. He'll give you big things if you're faithful in the tiny things He's chosen for you.
Come serve daily, sink at your creek. Yeah, I'm gonna take you to serve Him with me.
Come on along,
serve daily, sink at your creek. Yeah, I'm gonna take you to serve Him with me.
Let's go serve Him now. Never wanna turn Him down. Come and serve the Father with me.
Come and serve the Father with me.
Serving the Father.
Yeah,
serving the Father.
Said that he knew Abraham, and he was a great I Am, I Am. Find John 13:58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8:24. And every one of his enemies, they would never really understand. But he stated his identity, said he was a great I Am. Second verse, frames off the first. Christ said that he knew Abraham, and he was a great I Am, I Am. Find John 13:58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8:24. And every one of his enemies, they would never really understand. But he stated his identity, said he was a great I Am.
Trust got to be free.
Ah, yeah.
free.
I said, go, oh, oh. You can shout into a mountain, go into the sea.
Into the sea.
Don't
now.
You ever doubt it, intellectually,
intellectually
be. Ask if I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner indeed. That's a situation, but a man can be free. Someone could need comes to you from one who made the blind man see. Everybody sins, but come on and don't weep. Peace is available, it got through JC.
And reapers with the sickles from saving the harvest of millions.
Lord, please save those near me in time.
Lord, as you told us you will,
and gather them all
as a bright force of Christ.
Your one and only begotten,
they'll see.
Angel 95 FM. Can you believe this is show number 60? To celebrate today, we're going to play parodies of only 60s songs on today's show. I'm Jerry Q, and my friend who makes apologetic songs come alive, Jay, far out dude, can you believe it's number 60?
It's hard to believe, Jerry. It's very hard to believe. It's an honor, and it's quite an accomplishment. All the glory goes to God, and all the thanks goes to you. So thank you very much.
Glad to assist, bro. Hey, what did we just hear?
Well, we just started out with the first song on the first album that I ever bought was my own money. It was, well, the parody of a song called Servin' the Father. It's a parody of Servin' inspired by the Beach Boys, and it was the opening track on my Endless Summer album. After that, we have a song I remember my cousin playing for me. It wasn't brand new at the time, but he introduced it to me when I was 5 or 6, and the parody of Herman's Hermits, I'm Henry VIII, I Am. Our song's called Herman's Sermon. It talks about Jesus, some statements he made in John chapter 8 that left no doubt about who he thought he was, and the who would be spelled with a capital W there because he was obviously equating himself with God. The third song that we played in that first set was By the Rascals. It's a parody of People Got to Be Free, a song that was number one for 5 weeks in the summer of 68. And ours is called Seek Out God to Be Free. And finally, we closed out that opening set with a parody of Scarborough Fair Canticle by Simon and Garfunkel. The song's called Offer Your Prayer, and it deals with the fact that, you know what, if you have loved ones in your life that you'd like to see come to Christ, don't think that, oh, I'm alone in my desire for this. God probably doesn't want that. God has you in their life to pray for them, to witness to them, because he loves them, and he loves them even more than you do. So that should be encouraging.
And on the way next, we have...
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. It's just so amazing, and I'm just talking and talking here. Well, Jerry, you know, I can't escape the fact that I need to keep talking. And the first song in this next set is a parody of I Can't Explain by the Who, and it's called I Can't Escape. Song after that is... sorry, I'm still laughing about my ineptitude there. The next song after that is a parody of These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra, number one song in 1966. Ours is called These Books God Made You're Mocking, and my daughter Janice sings lead on that one. After that, we have a number one song by The Box Tops, their only number one song, although they did have a number two song later, and it's a parody of the letter, and it's called Romantic Letter, and it deals with the letter to the Romans. And finally, we have a number two song from 1966 by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Theirs was called Little Red Riding Hood. Ours is called Little Red Bible Book, and it deals with wolves and sheep's clothing.
For perhaps you've done their truth. One of these days these books are gonna shock all those who do. You keep lying about what God has put the truth in, and you've leafed through it, but you've probably not read. You keep saying things you ought to be ashamed of. Well, the Bible's right, but you ain't seen quite yet. These books got made, you're mocking. Perhaps you've done their truth. One of these days these books are gonna shock all those who do. You keep straying when you should have been a-praying, and you keep thinking that he'll never return. Ha! I suggest you start reading in the book of Matthew, yeah. From what we know, you ain't got time to burn. These books got made, you're mocking. Perhaps you've done their truth. One of these days these books are gonna shock all those who do. Have you read the book? Stop talking.
Boy, it's very plain. Ain't much time, so get your facts straight. Romans is the one that was gonna Rome. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. I don't care how much Nietzsche said God is dead. God took us back and he saved me instead. Romans says that God planned it all along. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. It's a romantic letter. Demonstrate. Check out 5 or 6, cause that's great. Know the face of God dying on a cross. So now, baby, it's a romantic letter. It's a romantic letter, cause we couldn't live without the Lord's love. Listen, mister, can't you see that God took us back? He'll take us up above. Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for the narrow way. Ain't much time, so make a fast break. Romans 8 verse 1 drives the point home. Cause now, baby, it's a romantic letter. Because now, baby, it's a romantic letter.
Not doing any good. Why, it's a little red Bible book. Hey there, little red Bible book. You sure have been forsook. Your never answer, big bad wolves can roam. Literally! Little red Bible book. I don't think many people look. So we're walking in and making ourselves at home. Oh! What big lies we have. We come as spies disguised as lambs. But if they'd read just an open page, I think they all could spot the wolves far away. What truth scripture has. It's sure to warn,
if someone's bad. So before they understand God's grace, I think I ought to lock you up in a safe. I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on, and I'll assure them nothing's wrong. You can get dusty, and they all can leave you alone. Oh! Little red Bible book, I'd like to quote you, yes I would. But first I'll change me a thing or two on my own. Oh! What if these parts I added, a word or two, nothing big? Little red Bible book, even bad news can't seem good. I'll try a little cyanide, just enough to slide on by. Maybe they'll swallow things I'd say before they get to that odd taste. Little red Bible book, I'm sure their goose is cooked. They never read in the big black book at all. Oh, that's too bad. Bad. Bad.
Apologetics with an X. Hope you're digging the far out tracks we're laying down today, man. Songs from the 60s. We're working on some more groovy things next.
Yes, and let me tell you about them, Jerry. We're going to open up with another song from 1966, a number one hit by Tommy James and the Shondells, which actually became a big hit a couple years after it was originally released. They had already packed up and closed up the shop, but a little town called Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, my place where I live, where I'm from, they started playing this song called Hanky Panky over and over again, and Tommy had to come and assemble a new band called the Shondells, and he got them from local Pittsburgh guys. And Tommy's last name was Jackson, like my own, but for some reason he decided to change it. Anyway, his was called Hanky Panky, ours is called Makes Me Cranky. And after that, we have a parody of Steppenwolf's Born to Be Wild. It's called Born Again Child, followed by a parody of Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, a group that I think Jerry has a fondness for, all those brass rock songs by Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Maybe even Ides of March, too, if you throw them in there. And this ours is called Spinning Wheel. Parody of number two hit from 1969. Finally, we have a parody of Cream's song, Sunshine of Your Love. It's called Some Signs from Above, dedicated to all Pharisees in the audience out there.
My baby brother makes me cranky. Yeah, my baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky.
Yeah,
yeah, my baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky. Hey, my baby brother makes me cranky. I saw him walking all proud and fine.
Yeah.
You know my brother is the very worst kind. Tail, and we call him Joe. He's daddy's favorite in a great new coat. I better stop him, yes, he's a problem. My baby brother makes me angry.
Yeah, my baby brother makes me angry.
My baby brother makes me angry. Talking about the time,
yeah.
He dreamed he saw us all up there in the sky.
makes me cranky.
Yeah, my baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky. My baby brother makes me cranky.
Let's knock him dead one time. Let's go.
Spirit within. You got nobody in ya. You got no hope. Sinning will help you cope. But you're bound for trouble, and it's death you've earned. Christ has paid it fully if the sinner will turn. Did you try to dissect his lines about the dim your view. Got all the devil like to get inside. Catch a Satan's phony and the sinner feels pride. You're holy, let the sinner
Thank you. cross kids you enough. So what kind of proof want you? Yes, come lift your eyes up for a moment and you'll see too. The atheist doubt him now, but they refuse still to see what Christ was. Why is it taking so long? Why does it take them so long? Why does it take them so long to see what God showed them with his sunshine from above?
Well, for some of our younger listeners, there were no fax machines, no internet, no digital downloads in the 60s, but the music was out of sight. Let's bring in some present-day technology, Jay. How might they grab some tunes from Apologetics?
Sure. You can go out to apologetics.com, our website. Just remember to spell it with an X, like the show, Apologetics with an X. You can also go to our Facebook site. Just remember to spell our name with an X, Apologetics with an X. Go to iTunes. Go to YouTube. There's all kinds of videos there. There's all kinds of songs on iTunes. You can listen to a minute and a half of them, and you can buy them there, too. You can buy them on our website even cheaper, but... all those places, just about any place where you can get music online, probably about, I think, about 40 different download services. And we're on all of them. Pandora, Spotify, Amazon MP3, you name it, we're there. And some of the songs that you can hear on there, Jerry, would include these following three. A parody of Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones called Gimme Helper. And the lady who's doing the wonderful female vocals on this is a lady named Keely Singer, and she was a wonderful helper. But the helper that we're talking about in this song is the one Jesus called the Helper with a capital H, the Holy Spirit. Follow that up with a song we released last October. It's a parody of She's Not There by the Zombies. Appropriate that we should do that in October near Halloween. And I just call She's Not Dead. Just as zombies, yeah, they call them undead, but they really are dead. But the lady in this story was dead, and she no longer was dead because Peter raised her from the dead through the power of the Holy Spirit. Finally, we have a classic song by the Monkees called Mary Mary. Or it's just called Mary Mary. It's spelled with M-A-R-R-Y, as in the verb, to marry Mary, because Joseph was being told by the angel that he should do that even though she had a baby, because the baby that she had was a special baby, a virgin birth about to happen. Thank you.
once told me about her,
the way she died.
The young ones told me about her,
how all the people cried. But there's no need to say you're sorry. How do I know I should have said? Please don't bother buying flowers, she's not dead. Well, let me tell you about the way she rose. The lady Tabitha from Java was there. They called her Dorcas too, and guys, she clearly died. But she's not dead.
When those ones told me about her,
what could I do?
They only told me about her
to pray I knew. Now it's too late to pray for Dorky. How do I know I should have said? Because our Lord Christ revived her, she's not dead. Well, let me tell you now to take a look. Today in Iceland, it summarized it there. Our Lord did something cool, and I can verify that she's not dead.
People call me Simon Peter, she's not dead.
Well, let me tell you about the way she rose. The lady Tabitha from Java was there. They called her Dorcas too, and as a girl arise, now she's not dead.
Joseph was slain when his fiancée Mary was found to be with child, so he decided to divorce her in private. But an angel came to Joseph in a dream one night to tell him that the Lord said it would be alright too.
Mary, Mary, parents of boy too. Mary, Mary, plan to have it go through. This young thing's highly valued, and that is why I've been sent to tell you. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Mary, Mary, then you'll soon see what's said is true, not make-believe. From heaven above, God sends a Savior, and He'll deliver Him by a virgin. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Once you're married, then they'll prove the girl you love is truly pure. She's done no wrong, and it's clear there's no man but you. Mary, Mary, fret not yourself. Messiah to the sons of men. Mary, Mary, parents your boy too.
Apologetics with an X. Well, we got to be heading out on the highway once again, looking for adventure. Time to exit. Stage left. One more tune. And that's all, folks, for this week, anyway. Back at you next week. Same time, same station. Jay, what's our last one to play?
We're going to end this show today with the song that, a parody of the song that ended the perhaps quintessential album of the 60s, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Theirs was called A Day in the Life, the Beatles. Ours is called A Day in the Life.
Thank you.
much life sustained. A crowd of people couldn't share. They needed faith for sure. The only way to feed them all is if it was the hand of the Lord. Christ got them filled today. Oh boy, the thing we saw.
Since you let me out, I've been out knocking on your door. Come open it up, 'cause I'm the one that you've been praying for. Rodeo looks surprised, but you didn't let me come inside. You gotta help me, Rhoda, help me get inside of the house. Help me, Rhoda, help me, Rhoda.
was clear and plain. I said that I did dear love, and Jesus was his name.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.